We're doing the Chazonish Emunah U'Bitachon, and the Chazonish had been discussing the idea that our traits, our ethics, have to be guided by the system of the halakha. And the Chazonish had quoted an example where there's a competing school that opens up, and a person can be tempted to try and close down that school, and even speak badly and try and ruin the reputation of that school in an attempt to strengthen their own school. And they'll say, I'm doing it for the sake of heaven. And in fact, the real question is the halacha on their side or not? And now he quotes a real story that happened. Here on page Chaf Zayin, on the letter Yod Dalet, he says like this, Besefer Yad Shaul, in the work Yad Shaul Yoredeh Siman Resh Mem Hei, Kotev Chotzev La'avot Esh, he writes fire and brimstone. He discusses an instance that happened where educators came from another town. And so the local educators wanted to banish them from the town using the local politicians, the local rulers. They tried to elicit their help to banish these new educators from town. And they tried to say that what they were doing was in line with the ruling of the Rama. Vekotev, and he writes in the book Yad Shaul, Halo b'talmidei chachmim uvlamdim lo shayach kol zot. He says there's no such thing as saying they're unfair competition when it comes to a teacher, to a rabbi. You can't say that's unfair competition. The halacha says you want competition in teaching Torah. And they said, no, where do you want competition? In the educators of first grade and second grade who teach Chumash. But in higher education there, you don't want competition. That's what they tried to argue. Zehevel, he says, that's nonsense. In all of Torah, we want competition. We want better teachers. So they tried to banish the new teachers, and the Yad Shaul says they had no right to do that. The halacha says, when it comes to teaching, to educating Torah, competition is good. And if a new educators come to town, well, if they're better, then let them teach. And they said, oh, the great pious rabbi agreed with them that they're permitted to banish these new teachers. So the Yad Shaul says, I forbid them from saying such things. Because I don't believe he ever said such a ruling. They're saying the rabbi said it. I'm willing to sign off that rabbi never said you're allowed to banish, to work hard to get rid of these new educators. So he's quoting a factual case, an actual story that happened, where new educators came to town, and the local educators tried to get them kicked out of town using the local authorities, and he says, you're not allowed to do that. Lamadnu ad kama pirtza hashlatat hadin beYisrael. We see how far this concept of the law really takes hold in Israel. Imadino seram lamdim, let's say the law would prohibit these new educators from coming. Let's say. So then, mutar legarsham al yedei Moshel, mutzvah legarsham. It would be not only permissible to have them kicked out of town, it would be a mitzvah to have them kicked out of town using the local authorities. En kan mal shinut umsirut ufritiyut legresh Yisrael al-yedei zarim. So then, we wouldn't consider them as though they were slandering or getting the authorities involved unethically to chase Jews out of town. You know, we have a halacha that you're not supposed to get the authorities involved. Don't give someone over. Don't go to the IRS and say, you know, so-and-so didn't pay his taxes. That's not your job. And we have halachot about that. So then, yeah, but if, he says, if they'd be in the right, if the local educators would be... they would be correct. So then, yesh kan mitzvah lekayem hadat al tilo. So then, you have to fulfill the law. And if you use the foreign forces to do that, that would also be permissible. Ve'im hadin matiram. But if the halacha says that the new educators are permitted to be in town, hamgaresh umasur. So then, by going to the local authorities, that's considered being a moser. You guys heard the term moser? Moser is someone who gives over a Jew to the authorities to be punished, or gives over a Jew's money, and it says in halacha, you're allowed to kill him. It's one of the few times that even in present day, we administer the death penalty. So you have to ask an halachic question. Usually we say that with regards to a regime like the Iranian regime or the North Korean regime, where if you give him over to the regime, then he can die. You have no way of controlling what they're going to do to him. In such circumstances, we say, even if he only told that the guy didn't pay his taxes, he's trying to kill him. So then the halacha says, if you know he's going to go report someone, so then you're allowed to kill him. It's a very interesting halacha. The story goes. I learned in Yeshiva Tells for a period, and they said about one of the rabbis there that in Russia he knew of a Jew who was going to go to the KGB and rat on other Jews, and when that Jew went that morning to the mikveh, the rabbi asked other people to leave the room, and the poor guy drowned in the mikveh. Meaning the rabbi went down ostensibly to Tevel in the mikveh too, and he held the guy under the water, and the guy never got out from under the water. Because in Russia, the rabbi ruled that if he goes to the KGB and tells about other Jews, he's trying to kill them. And so the story went that the rabbi actually killed someone in the mikveh. That's what they said about him. But if you would have seen him, such kind eyes. So that's what he's saying here. If the halacha would say that the new educators are entitled to teach in this town, so then the local educators who are trying to kick them out of town, and they're using the local forces, then they are considered a motzer, v'yotze miklal Yisrael, and they're considered to have left the fold. The local educators, if what they're doing is against halacha, so then we use the harshest terms about them. V'chol Yisrael enem nesot ledvrei Shulchan Aruch. And so all of Israel looks at the Shulchan Aruch to understand, what are we supposed to do? V'legonei ador la'agid halacha. They look at the leaders of the generation, because by their telling us what the halacha is, that tells us how to apply the ethics we learn. Yes?
What came to mind was, like the Hasidic movement, who decides what's within the halacha and what isn't? Because that they had tremendous problems, right, getting started. And then there's also, you said once before, our education is so different than like a Marcola or something. Competition is encouraged, even if the finances aren't there and the other people will suffer.
Right.
So it's important.
Yeah.
Chabad comes to town with his bar mitzvah lessons for free. And usually we have a problem because the competition is not orthodox. But when it is,
yeah. Hagon Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon Zatzal, Hachadur Be'avat HaMishpat, if we think of the giant, the genius Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, who was steeped with the love of justice, he techzer al mlamdei ha'ir ve'goer ben benzifa. So Yad Shaul is the response of Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, and he would be so cruel against the local educators. V'goyer b'em minzifah, and he yells at them. Why? Because in kantana shel pisakta lechayuti, they can't argue, you're hindering, you're preventing me from making a living. Hakol mutar l'arbitz Torah, everything's permitted for the sake of teaching Torah. V'ledvrav zal hakol nechne'u, tamishpat v'ashalom ehavu. So when he gave this ruling, everyone accepted it, and then you could have justice and peace, because the two go hand in hand. You do not pursue peace at the expense of justice. When you have peace, it has to be peace based on justice. And so that's why Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon came out and said, the competition is correct. They're entitled to teach here. So how does a person attain that love of justice? How does a person attain that connection to the system? Person has to reduce their amenities in order to invest, to delve into the depths of halacha. So that's the Chazon Ish over here is stressing a sensitive point. He's saying it's not only that our ethics have to work based on the system. In order to have an appreciation for the system, in order to really admire and work with the system, one has to try to learn the system. The more you invest to try to learn the system, the more you become connected to it. Ordinarily, it can be pretty upsetting. You hear a halacha, and it doesn't resonate with you, and you have a hard time swallowing it. That doesn't feel right. Did I tell you guys the story about There was a teacher I had studied by for many years. And at that time, I was volunteering in an organization that fed the poor. And I was volunteering there, putting my energies, summer, winter. And I was attending the classes. This rabbi was teaching morning and night. His first class was, I don't remember, 5 or 5:30 in the morning. And I'd start my morning in his class. He gave class every day of the year except for Tisha B'Av, including Yom Kippur, including Shabbos. Every day of the year, you guys understand, 5:30 in the morning. I think on Shabbos, start a little later, maybe 6. And every night, he gave class. So I was learning by him, what?
You did Shachrit before?
Shachrit after, no. Shachrit was after. So I was studying by him, and I would spend my day reviewing his classes. And then there was a halachic issue that came up. And the Rav said to the organization, you guys have to have a halachic authority. You guys can't continue working without a rabbi who's going to give halachic ruling on what you do. And the organization basically said, who are you? We're feeding your congregants, but why should you tell us to have a halachic authority guiding the way we work? And I was faithful to the organization, and I heard their complaint. And it reached a point where they weren't about to listen to the rabbi, and they said, we're doing it the way we see fit. And my loyalties were with them. And the rabbi said, if you guys don't work with the halachic authority, you don't need to take me, take someone else. But there has to be a rabbi who oversees what you're doing. And if you don't, I'm going to tell my constituents to stop donating to you. So everyone in the organization was livid. People are hungry. You're going to let people die? You're going to tell your constituents, your community, not to donate to the organization just because they're not going your way? And I was so upset at him that I stopped going to his classes. And it took me a few weeks to calm down, and then I started attending again. Okay, so I was young. A few months passed, and then it suddenly became known that the organization conceded. They caved into his pressure, and they took on halachic authority. And he told them, you don't have to ask me your questions. You choose the halachic authority, but have someone who's overseeing what you're doing. A few months passed, and then it became known that other organizations were caught swindling money from the government and doing very inappropriate things with their money. The rabbi must have been aware of what was going on. And so he came and said, you have to have halachic oversight. Now, from my perspective, I had a very hard time with his firm stance. And he said, no, I will tell people not to donate until you guys have someone who's overseeing that what you're doing is right. And from my perspective, as a kid who was volunteering there, I couldn't swallow it. People are hungry. How could you say that? He had the long-term vision. And so that's the Chazon Ish is saying. Sometimes you don't yet have that affinity for the halacha. You don't have that connection. So then when the halacha says one way and it seems to contradict your intuition, you have a hard time swallowing it. The Chazon Ish says you can only develop that appreciation as you study. As you study the laws and the details, then you start having an appreciation. Okay, the system really is there for the benefit of the masses and the system knows what it's doing. But it's very hard to have that appreciation. It's hard to develop it. I'm telling you as one who experienced it. I remember I didn't say, oh, the rabbi's right, the organization's wrong. I said, the organization's right, and I'm leaving the rabbi. It took me a while to be able to swallow it and start attending his classes again. But that's what Chazon Ish says. We have to develop that appreciation, and that takes time.